They're selling postcards at the hand. They're painting the passports brown. Beauty parlors filled with sailors. Circuses in town. And in walks the blind commissioner. They've got him in a trance. One hand is tied to the tightrope walker. The other is in his pants. And the riot squad, they're restless. They need somewhere to go. This lady and I look out tonight. Desolation Row. Cinderella, she seems so easy. Takes one to know when she smiles. Puts her hands in her back pockets. Betty Davis style. And in walks Romeo, he's moaning. You belong to me, I believe. Someone says you're in the wrong place now. You'd better. And the only sound you can hear after the ambulances go, Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation Road. Now Ophelia, she's near the window. For her, I feel so afraid. On her 22nd birthday, she already is an old maid. To her, death is quite romantic. She wears an iron vest. Her profession's her religion. And her sin is her lifelessness. And though her gaze is fixed upon, oh, Noah's great rainbow, she spends her time peeking in on Desolation Road. Now the moon is almost hit. The stars are beginning to hide. Fortune-telling lady already taken all her things inside. All except for Cain and Abel and the hunchback of Notre Dame. Everybody's either making love, yes, or else expecting rain. And the Good Samaritan, he's dressing, he's getting ready for the show. Going down to the carnival tonight on Desolation Road. Now Einstein disguises Robin Hood with his memories in a trunk. Passes away an hour ago with his friend the jealous man. Well, he looked so immaculately frightful as he bummed a cigarette. And he went on sniffing drain pipes, yes, and reciting the alphabet. Well, you would think to look at him, but he was famous long ago for playing electric violin. Desolation Row. Dr. Phil, he keeps his world inside of a leather cup. And all his sexless patients, they're all trying to blow him up. His nurse, some local loser, she's in charge of the cyanide hole. She also keeps the cards that read, have mercy on his soul. Yes, they all play on the penny whistle. Yes, and you can hear them blow. You lean your head out far enough on Desolation Road. Across the street they nail the curtains, they're getting ready for the feast. Phantom of the Opera in the perfect image of a priest, spoon feeding Casanova to get him to feel more assured. The milk him with self-confidence, yes, after poisoning him with words. And the Phantom shouting, two skinny girls, get out of here, you don't know. Casanova's just being punished for going to Desolation Road. Across the street. Now at midnight, all the agents and this superhuman crew, they go and round up everyone who knows more than they do. Then they take them to the factory where the heart attack machine is strapped across their shoulder and to them the kerosene is brought down from the castles by insurance men who go make sure nobody's escaping Desolation Road. Praise be to Nero's Neptune, the Titanic sails at dawn, and everybody's shouting, which side are you on? Ezra Pound and T.S. Eliot, they are fighting in the captain's tower, while Calypso singers laugh at them. Yes, the Bishop Manhole flowers between the windows of the sea where lovely mermaids flow. Nobody has to think too much about Desolation Road. Yes, I received your letter yesterday. About the time the doorknob broke, when you asked how I was doing, is that some kind of joke? All these people that you mentioned, yes, I know them, they're quite lame. I had to rearrange their faces and give them another name. Right now, mailed him Desolation Row.
Thank you.